USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases have been on the rise in nearly half of U.S. states as the Delta variant of the virus became the dominant strain in the nation earlier this week. The more transmissible strain accounts for more than 80% of infections in some areas. A rise in cases of nearly 11% from last week has some officials reacting, with Rhode Island extending its state of emergency. Governor Daniel McKee says the action was necessary, even though 77% of his state's adult residents have received at least one dose of vaccine. He tells CNN why he felt the need to extend the emergency declaration.
The pandemic is not over, and we need to make sure that we stay on our guard. And so extending the emergency declaration, matching it up with the federal designation, made sense for Rhode Island.
So what will it do practically, though, in terms of isolation and quarantine for residents there? What does it mean on the practical level?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. Now, there's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.